just sounds better on the FM. 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami sports leader. That Gelb, I mean, dude sounds like a, you know, he is a monster of a human on AM or FM, to be quite honest. Very big fella, this Zach Gelb. Zach Gelb is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He can be heard nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. And he comes to us on Wednesdays from the WFAN studios in New York City. And by the way, if you thought New York City, you know, was mad about Jalen Brunson and the Jeremy Lin back in the day, that pales in comparison to the excitement they have for Jackson Dart, who is the next great quarterback in the NFL. You didn't know where I was going with that, did you, Gelby? You guys are excited about Jackson Dart, aren't you?
I'm not. I think Jackson Dart is someone, and I said this before, I would not have used the first round pick on him, but in what he's done in preseason, you'd rather have him play well than play horribly. So I'm looking at Jackson Dart. I have no interest in seeing Russell Wilson this year. Like, Russell Wilson at this stage of his career is an above average quarterback as we head into 2025. So I'm all in for throwing the youngster into the deep end with no floaties and see if he can swim right away.
Wouldn't that be the right decision, though? Because we know what Jameis is. Like you're saying, I'm not a big believer in Russell Wilson, even with our past back and forth and all that crap. But you drafted him first round. Start the puppy.
That's what I would do. And like my football team, the Patriots, I was skeptical last year, right, of playing Drake May right away because everyone told me he wasn't ready. Just so everyone says that Jackson Dart isn't ready. And they threw Drake May in behind an offensive line that was horrible. We probably could have used Jimmy on it last year. No wide receivers. And Drake May looked fine with basically nothing around him. So this idea of when's the right time to start a quarterback, if he shows you enough in the offseason and training camp and in the early stage of the preseason, I have no problem playing him week one.
I love Gelb coming out of the box going, yeah, not very excited about him. Bench Wilson. I don't need to see anyone else. Jackson Dart's the guy.
No, I didn't say he's the guy, but at least throw him out there.
I mean, you're talking about you never want to see Russell Wilson throw another pass in the NFL because Jackson Dart's so ready.
And by the way, I'm still caught up on how you introduced me in the AM and FM. I think I'm big on AM, but I'm gargantuan on FM is the way that I would say it.
Fair enough. He is gargantuan.
And can we just take care of one thing here? Because this could ruin a relationship. I know you're a preeminent food guy, Hawk. I'm a preeminent food guy. I think Channing is a really good food guy. Jimmy, I don't know his taste, but Solana, he loves to think he's a food guy, but I don't know if he's a great food guy or just a good food guy. So I saw Solana went to Joe's Stone Crab. Can I get the order? And I will tell you if you did this order the right way.
Absolutely. I think I absolutely crushed it. Fried chicken.
Thank God.
And key lime pie. And a Caesar salad.
Wait.
He didn't have stone crabs, Gelb. So you're going to go, thank God. Everyone knows to get the fried chicken, but that's a little cutesy thing to do with your stone crabs. That's all he ate.
Did you get the lobster mac and cheese?
I've tried the lobster mac and cheese. I don't eat seafood. I'm allergic, Gelb, unfortunately.
Not allergic.
So get an EpiPen.
I'm allergic.
Did you get the well done hash browns?
Yes, I did get the well done hash browns. The tomato, fried tomatoes, green tomatoes, and I forgot exactly
did
what.
Did you go to Joe Stone Crab or Cracker Barrel? You had fried chicken, fried green tomatoes, and hash browns.
Well, here's my thing. I really think
Did they have the little golf tee game on the table? Are you sure you weren't at Cracker Barrel?
I believe they should rename it to Joe's Fried Chicken. Let's be 100% honest. It's the best thing on the menu there, and it might be the best fried chicken I've ever had in my entire life. And the key lime pie is the second best key lime pie I've ever had as well.
They put a new dessert on there. It's like a s'mores dessert. The key lime pie is excellent, but the s'mores dessert is very, very good. But I went into this just saying, okay, I don't know if Solana got the fried chicken, and it's almost like be careful what you ask for and what you wish for. But the fact that you didn't get I thought that was a given. That's like when Hawk comes to New York City. He's Jewish. All right, you got a pastrami sandwich from Katz's Deli. Boom. But for you not to get the stone crab, I'm sorry.
I don't eat stone crabs. You're like what Tua is
as a quarterback. You know, good.
Oh,
not great.
I mean, settle down now. Now you've gone too far.
Can I say something positive about the Dolphins, by the way?
We'd love it.
Because I've been saying the Dolphins are in a terrible spot. They're not bad enough to be top five in the draft, but they're not good enough to go win multiple playoff games. You look at the beginning of their schedule. Wouldn't this be so NFL? Everyone, including myself, dumps on the Dolphins all offseason, right? Tua doesn't like Tyreek. Tyreek doesn't like Tua anymore. Mike McDaniel shouldn't be an NFL head coach in the year of 2025. But you look at the start of their season. At Indianapolis, the Patriots, at Buffalo, the Jets, and at the Panthers. The first five games of the season, not that they're going to win all those games, but they only have one really tough game, and that's the Buffalo Bills. So we'll learn a lot about the Dolphins early because it's not as if it's murderer's row in the first five games of the season. So there's some optimism finally.
I actually have them going 17-0 this season, but that
doesn't shock me.
Yeah, that's an aside. Week one is Indy, like you mentioned. What do you make of the decision to go with Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson?
Yeah, I never bought into the idea that Anthony Richardson was going to be a great NFL quarterback. Sid Rosenberg once told me, potential means, kid, you haven't done it yet. And all I've been hearing about for years is the potential of Anthony Richardson. It would kind of be like Solana, right? Solana goes to a restaurant, posts one good dish, and we think he may be a food guy. But then you see him post a bunch of crappy dishes, and you go, okay, he's not a food guy. That's Anthony Richardson. He'll give you one or two plays, but then he doesn't put it together for any long stretch of time. With all that being said, I think the Colts should have started him week one. I know the coach doesn't trust him, but is Daniel Jones ever healthy? No. Is Daniel Jones ever consistent? No. It's almost a carbon copy of the same person, except the only difference is Daniel Jones did have that one year where he put it together and did go to the playoffs with the New York Giants and beat the Vikings in a playoff game. So I'm down on Richardson, but I would have started the year with him, given one last chance at the quarterback position.
But the Daniel Jones, because you're a Giants guy. Is he – does he
– I'm a Patriot fan. I just live in New York here.
But he loves Jackson Dart.
You're a New Yorker. Is Daniel Jones exactly what we think he is? Because I'm not impressed. I was up in Indy last week. Anthony Richardson was running in 7-on-7, which you're not allowed to run because there's no linemen, which just – that's embarrassing. But Daniel Jones
didn't
look
great. Did he take himself out of the practice?
He didn't look – no, he didn't tap out. That, actually, people talk about that he was – because the Green Bay fans were actually there, and some people had T-shirts of him tapping his helmet in that game, which was hilarious.
It was a bad look. Admittedly, a bad look.
A bad look? You take yourself? You're the quarterback. That was ridiculous.
I'm actually tapping out the rest of this segment.
Crowder basically does that once a week anyway, so.
that's not a lie.
You bring up that one year, but you watch more Daniel Jones than us. Does he have any potential – to use your word, of being good? Because I'm honestly, neither one of them were impressive.
Daniel Jones was really productive that one season with Brian Daboll when they did go to the playoffs. But I'm always told how great Daniel Jones looks in practice. And then I get to the games and his decision-making is awful. It's almost Carson Wentz-like, another guy that was in Indianapolis. Well, there'll be a 3-4 game stretch, especially with the talent that the Colts have on offense with Tyler Warren, with Jonathan Taylor, with Michael Pittman Jr., with Pierce, where you'll go, okay, you know, maybe Daniel Jones has something. But whenever you think he has something, then it's just two games where it's not just bad. It's absolutely horrific.
What upsets you more? Is it the fact that
you're not ordering stone crabs?
Get over it. I don't eat fish. Listen,
that's appropriate because he always says I'm allergic to seafood, and he's not. He's told us I'm not allergic. I don't like to eat fish.
You got
to
be like Uncle June, Solana. You got to eat that fish, all right?
the Browns quarterback.
The thing is, why go to Joe Stone Crab and wait all that time and do the whole thing of getting down there if you're just going to have fried chicken?
Who'd you go with, by the way?
Wait all that time? I'm Solana. Walk right in. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And they sat me down.
Solana's here, everyone.
He went Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Did you say hello to Eddie, the maitre d'?
No, he wasn't working that night, actually.
He works every
night off.
Yeah, he's a staple.
I don't think he was at Joe's.
And before Eddie, it was Bones. Like, come on. And Dan Marino
hit it on the head.
You think he went to Joe's
Crab
Shack?
You couldn't get in. Yeah, he went to the Crab Shack. He didn't go to Joe's Seafood Crab.
I took pictures of me at Joe's. I had the little bib on. AI. I walked right in, and they said, Mr. Solana, follow us.
And they were talking to Solana's father when they said that, and Solana was in a high chair. Right.
Right. When they came and took your order and you said fried chicken, and then did they just stand there and wait for the rest of it?
Who'd you go with?
Yeah, everybody got stone crab except for me. I don't eat stone crab. God. I did try stone crab.
Like the redheaded stepchild.
I will send you the video of me trying stone crab.
But you're allergic.
Right. I might be allergic.
Did you have it with drawn butter or their mustard sauce?
Yeah, I did. I did.
And you didn't like it?
I'll send you the video. I'll let you know.
Tell me, you honestly didn't like it?
It's just too fishy for me. It's
not fishy at all.
You and Jameis Winston aren't hanging out anytime soon, I'll tell you that.
That joke would have killed in 2014, Kelp.
Yeah, it was great.
But it's not fishy. Stone
crab
isn't fishy at all.
It only took 20 minutes into the segment for you to have a backbone.
You can't tell me something's not fishy if I'm telling you I thought it was fishy. And by the way, it's not an indictment on Joe Stone Crab. Everybody
I don't think your opinion's going to ruin Joe Stone Crab, so I don't think you need to say that.
I think Solana's more you go across the street and you go to Carbone. That's, I think, the type of
eater. Well, I love Carbone. I've been to Carbone. I walk right in there as well. I love Carbone. I mean, you know, but I go to Joe's.
Go to
I love
vegan place.
The fried chicken.
Around?
Yeah, Prime's there.
Okay, just making sure.
Prime Italian, the meatball. Yeah. Unbelievable. Probably the best
Solana
meatball I've ever had.
Usually goes to Arby's instead of Prime 112. That's where he gets
get out of here. I mean, you guys really think you're foodies? Kelp, get out of here, man. Like, you go to New York and literally you get invited to places, you order lasagna every effing time. How many more times are you going to post lasagna on your Instagram story?
That's not true. The only time I post lasagna is Thanksgiving. That's it.
I'm going to unfollow you every time you go to an Italian restaurant. This guy orders lasagna like he's 18.
You are fake news. You are my new show.
I've never been more delighted.
I was going to ask
this is how I always envision this show. Because it's like you have six head, you know, five talking head boxes, but it's really opinionated takes on food, not sports or politics. This is such my dream show.
Someone once asked me, what do I do? I go, I'm a sports talk show host, but like half the time I'm usually just talking about food. Like let's be real.
Yes.
What's your question, Solana? Go ahead.
I mean, the Browns quarterback situation. It was an easy one. Whatever. Who cares?
It's a mess.
What are you most upset about? The fact that they signed Joe Flacco, drafted two rookies, and have kept, like, what? Because I'm trying to figure out, like, what we should be most upset about. The fact that they're going to go with Joe Flacco, the fact that they put themselves in this mess, the fact that Shador Sanders is fourth on the depth chart. Like, what? What's the biggest issue with the in my opinion, the dumbest situation in the NFL right now?
Well, everyone got hurt. That's what it is. Besides Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, hamstring. Shador Sanders, oblique. Dylan Gabriel, hamstring. So everyone got hurt. But it was basically set up, I thought, where it was two competitions, where it was Joe and Kenny competing for the starting job. And then it was Shador and Dylan Gabriel competing for who's going to be second, who's going to be third. But I guess now they're going to keep four quarterbacks. People denied this to me. I will stand by it. I think Jimmy Haslam forced Andrew Berry and forced Kevin Stefanski to draft Shador Sanders. And quite frankly, if they keep all four, I think we'll see all four at some point this season. But bare minimum, you're going to see at least three quarterbacks. And at one point, Shador is going to play. And do I think Shador is going to be great? No, but I think Shador will be solid considering the environment around him. But I think it's pretty clear what this is shaping up to be. They got two first-round picks next year. They're going to use one of those picks on a quarterback in the first round. So it seems like a waste of everybody's time, but it's highly entertaining. It is.
It is entertaining. It's good content. Right. Gelby, we got to let you go. You saw my video, though, with Big Boom AJ. I just ran into him in Boca. Tell Crowder. You are one of the originators of being fans of AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah, I bring the boom. Hawk brings the boom. Crowder brings the boom, and Solana brings the doom.
I don't bring no damn boom. I'm more famous than AJ and Big Chubby, whatever his name is.
That's a kid. Have some respect.
I respect.
You should hear the way he talks about the Rizzler.
I respect metabolism. I'm more famous.
And Crowder.
Who do you think is more famous, AJ and Big Justice or Crowder?
AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah, they are.
What?
I mean, they just are.
They're just not. Look at
and Crowder, don't sell yourself short. Come on. Don't say you don't bring the boom. Back in the day, I heard you bring the boom in some places.
I brought the boom when it didn't mean the boom was too. You know, a guy with a Spanx shirt on.
I always wondered why I was in the 10th floor of the JW Marriott and the guy on the 11th floor in Indianapolis, the whole floor was shaking. They told me it was Channing's room.
That was me with the double chunk chocolate cookie.
Yeah. or Vic Bermudez punching Sid. I heard that was the boom.
Oh, my goodness. He whooped the hell out of Sid in that taxi. That was later crazy. Does.
Yeah, Zach Gelb from the WFAN studios in New York City. You hear him on the Infinity Sports Network.